Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, what did the House vote on this week?
Well, we did two very important things this week. First, we passed four bipartisan health bills that originated in the Energy and Commerce Committee's Health Subcommittee, which I chair. The second is that we voted against the president's agreement with Iran. The first was the Early Hearing Detection and Intervention Act, which would reauthorize a program for early detection, diagnosis, and treatment of deaf or hard of hearing infants and young children. The second bill, which we considered, was Protecting Our Infants Act, which would require a review by the Department of Health and Human Services on its activities to combat the rise of prenatal opioid abuse and neonatal abstinence syndrome. It is alarming, but there has been a steady rise in the number of overdose deaths involving heroin in the recent years. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the death rate for heroin overdose doubled in just 2 years, from 2010 to 2012. We're hoping that this legislation can help stop this trend. The third bill from the Health Subcommittee, which the House passed this week, was the National All Schedules Prescription Electronic Reporting, or NASPR, Reauthorization Act, which would reauthorize a federal NASPR program which supports state prescription drug monitoring programs. The House also approved the Stem Cell Therapeutic Research Reauthorization Act, which would reauthorize federal support for cord blood donation, a national bone marrow registry, and research to increase patient access to transplants. Adult stem cells from both cord blood and bone marrow are used to treat nearly 80 life-threatening diseases, from cancers to blood diseases to immune disorders. And I also introduced legislation this week to free up state funding for fraud control in Medicaid so that they won't have to choose between rooting out fraud and helping the sick. This was an idea promoted by President Obama in his most recent budget request, and I agree with it. Democrats and Republicans on the Health Subcommittee are working together to help people.
How did you vote regarding Iran?
Well, I joined with the majority of the House, including a number of Democrats, in voting against the president's proposed agreement with Iran because it is dangerous for our country and for the peace of the world. To quote Nobel Peace Prize winner Elie Wiesel, quote, regimes rooted in brutality must never be trusted, and the words and actions of the leadership of Iran leave no doubt as to their intentions, end quote. This agreement would lift $150 billion in sanctions on Iran, which is nearly half the size of their entire economy, many times the size of their military budget, and this influx of funding would empower and enable the regime, which is among the worst human rights abusers on earth. It would also lift the ban on weapons trade with Iran. So not only would they get billions of dollars, they'd be able to buy weapons. The restrictions on nuclear materials would only be temporary, and inspections of nuclear facilities would require 3 weeks' notice. This is clearly a dangerously flawed proposal.
Congressman, did you attend the In Defense of Christians conference this week?
Yes, I did. I was honored to be invited to speak to this gathering of Christian clergy and business people and leaders and members of Congress about the persecution of Christians taking place around the world. I told them about my legislative work as co-chairman of the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission to call attention to persecuted minority groups and to the atrocities committed by the Islamic State. I also spoke about my resolution with Representative Sheila Jackson Lee to encourage other countries to repeal their anti-blasphemy laws. These laws effectively set up a state religion and violate the human rights of the individual of free speech in places like Iran and Pakistan. These laws are used as a pretext for the persecution of minority groups, and I hope that our resolution will garner enough support to be adopted by the House that these anti-blasphemy laws around the world will be done away with.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
I do. I have some very good news this week, news that we should all celebrate. The number of veterans in Lancaster County who are homeless is now zero. Each of our thousands of veterans now has a roof over their head, thanks to the work of a coalition of 81 organizations, the Lancaster County Coalition to End Homelessness. And we all ought to thank this broad coalition for their hard work on behalf of those who risk their lives for our country.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.